Well, hey there. It's December 17th, 2007, and this is Debs the Horoscope Lady. And I'm asking you, like I do every week, do you know where your planets are? For instance, this evening, the Sun just barely got to Sagittarius. Mercury's in Sagittarius. Pluto's in Sagittarius. Jupiter's in Sagittarius. And they're all essentially conjunct. They're real close together because they're all within 5 degrees of each other. Neptune and Chiron are hanging out in Capricorn. Uranus is up there in Aquarius. The moon's in the beginning of Pisces. Oh, let me see. Mars is retrograde in Gemini, and Saturn's in Leo. Venus, that sweet lady, she is down there in Libra. And if that doesn't make any sense to you, let me just tell you, I am a sidereal astrologer, and I look at the planets against the backdrop of the constellations, just like astronomers do and Vedic astrologers do. All right, let me see, storekeeping here a little bit before we get started. First of all, I would like to thank everybody, all the BBS listeners, that Canadians that ordered last week, and I can generally tell if it's a BBS listener that's ordered because my slowest ordering days are always Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And so when I get orders that come in Monday evening after the show or Tuesdays or Wednesdays, I pretty much, you know, peg them down as BBS listeners. And I got a handful of orders from Canadian listeners last week. Thank you very much. Let me see. If you have ordered a free chart, and you can do that on mybirthchart.com or searchbythestars.com, you can get a free sidereal birth chart or a free sidereal gift profile for anyone, which is quite a timely thing to get this this week. We have been a little slow getting them out of the office. There's only three of us here. I have been spending all my time doing charts for clients for 2008. Mary, my office angel, she has had a sick child, so she's been in and out of the office the best that she can. And my husband, Paul, who does a lot of that stuff, he's been pulled away at his regular, at his day job. So we've been a little slow getting the free things out, but we certainly will get them out to you. We like to get them out within 24 hours, and I know we haven't done that business days. Let me see. What else? There is still time to order your 2008 consultation. Now, I'm not for everybody. I am better off as an astrologer for people who are goal-oriented or have very specific things in mind. If you're looking for a spiritual path or something along those lines, I would ask you to go to Allison, who does Visible by the Numbers, the show right before this one. She's a numerologist. She is excellent. She also does predictive work with her numerology, but I am essentially all predictive. That's what I focus on, and I'm not necessarily tender and gentle when you may be feeling that that's what you need, but I will always tell you the truth as I see it. So that's kind of nice. And the last little bit of housekeeping, you can go to blogger.com tomorrow, tomorrow evening, and I will recap the show this evening with callers and concerns and questions and whatnot. And you can either post to that to ask questions or at least just see, okay, you know, that's what she said. Maybe I've got this in common with them, and on and on and on. Okay, last week I had started reading pieces from Gift Giving by the Stars. That is the book that I've written that you can buy at various places, on the Internet, of course, and in bookstores. And you can also get it in libraries. California Library Systems, about half the state carries it. Let me see, New Mexico, Albuquerque, they certainly carry it. And Fairfax County, Virginia, where I reside, they all carry it. But if you want to get an autographed copy, you can always order that from searchbythestars.com. But I wanted to go over a few gift-giving suggestions because 'tis the season. So that's what I'll be doing this evening, unless you call in with one of your questions. But I always think this is kind of fun. And when I say, like, for instance, we've gotten about halfway through the moons, we're up on Scorpio moons, these must be done in sidereal, because that's how they're written. Yes, caller, let me start with you this evening before I delve into those gift-giving questions.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, good evening. What's your name, dear?
My name is Winston.
Okay.
And I'm one of those faithful Canadian callers as well.
Oh, thank you.
We love your show. And,
oh, I appreciate that.
My question tonight is mostly around career. Just wondering if you possibly see a career change for me this year coming up or a move.
Oh, okay. Let me have your birth date.
It's July 2nd, 1969.
And the time, do you know that?
Right around 1 o'clock.
A.M. or P.M.?
P.M.
P.M. And the place?
Antigonish, Nova Scotia.
There we go. Oh, good. I actually spelled that right.
Oh, excellent.
Well, because if I don't, it'll pop up and give me suggestions. I mean, oh, good. I spelled that right. The tough one. All right, Winston.
So many
we're
places
looking
around the world.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure it is. Nova Scotia is just beautiful in general. But, yeah. Okay, let me see. First of all, when you were born July 2nd, and July 2nd of any year, 1969, like you were born or any other year, the sun was still in Gemini, so it was 17 degrees of Gemini. Career. Oh, I can see why you're... I assume that starting in September is when you either started thinking intensely about making a career change or, you know, you started getting seeing things in the paper thinking, gee, maybe I ought to go do that, something else. You can certainly make a career change between now and April beautifully to where people will, you know, when you walk in, it'll feel like you belong.
Perfect.
You know, and that's it. It's like, okay, you'll just feel so much more like you're on top of your game and you absolutely belong there. You'll have some added pressure when you do it, but it'll be like, you know, the good kind of pressure. It's like, oh, I have to think again, and that's wonderful.
That is, because right now I feel like I'm just spinning my wheels.
Yeah. No, you need to be, particularly now, someplace that, you know, is a little bit of a challenge and actually will pay you more, because it's just one of those interesting human things is that the longer you're at someplace, you know, they're just much more apt to pay the new guy coming in a little bit more. It's like, okay, well, we've already got this guy. He's happy here.
Yeah.
But when you go somewhere else, people are like, oh, you know, we're happy to have you. You know, let's toss some money in your direction.
Perfect.
Do you know someplace that you're thinking about going? Or?
Well, possibly thinking of moving to Ontario.
Okay. A move would be good this year, actually starting in November and going out until December 2008. Transiting Jupiter is in your fourth house, and I'll translate that for you.
Okay.
I was like, what the heck is that? And that has to do with the time that you were born as much as anything else.
Okay.
What they do when Jupiter transits that fourth house, they either find a home that, you know, just makes them feel more like it's their nest,
mm-hmm.
or their den, you know, whatever. It's like, you know, this is where I'm happy to be. People that don't move end up, like, putting an addition on their house or you know, painting it or doing something, you know, buying new furniture or stuff.
Okay.
But often people will move, and when they do move, it's usually a really good move.
Perfect.
Yeah, so that is nice. Well, good luck with that.
Excellent.
Good. So, yeah, just start sending out those resumes as soon as you'd like to, because... You know, I see nothing but up, and particularly after January 30th, if you start the new job after then,
okay.
you'll just feel more like, you know, this is the right one. This is the good direction I'm going in, okay?
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
I greatly
Happy
appreciate
evening.
It.
Okay,
Happy
bye.
Holidays.
There you go. Okay, yes, I know, and I do plan to have happy holidays. I've been doing mass amounts of baking. And the trouble, of course, is eating as much as sending it away. It's like, no, I'm making these stuff to send away. All right, if someone was born with a Scorpio moon, and that, again, is sidereal. Oh, okay, I will get through this. I, if not, this will be on blogger.com tomorrow under Horoscope Lady. I'll get all these moon signs in. Yes, caller, may I help you this evening?
Hi, Deb. This is Priya, and I spoke with you last week.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I am well, thank you, Deb. I had a question for you today about the arena of my marriage, basically. And I have been married 12 years, separated 2 years, and I was wondering if you could run my, well, ex or current husband, whatever we want to call him, me, and kind of because it's been very, very stressful, this whole thing. I was wondering if you could help me with that a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, let me have your birth information again, because this is, and I want all the callers to know this. I do not just keep anyone's birth information, you know, at the end of the BBS, you know, broadcast or any other broadcast I do. I hit the delete button, and I don't just keep people's information unless they're clients of mine, and, you know, I have absolute permission to do that. So if I could have your birth information again.
Sure. My birthday is October 1st, 1973.
Time?
12:15 a.m.
And place?
The place is Bombay, India. And then do I need to give you his info as well?
I need his info. If you have his time, that's good.
I
but
do.
Okay, because I was saying if you don't, I can do with, you know, do with that. We'll just call him Almost X, okay, the Almost X.
okay, and so his birthday is December 5th, December 5, 1967.
Okay, time.
Time is 9:30 a.m.
Place.
Please let me spell it for you, Deb, because it's a place in India. It's spelled S-H-O-L-A-P-U-R.
Okay.
And that's India.
Okay. I got it. All right.
So, yeah, you know, we were married in 95, and then we separated in 2005, and we've been separated, and I thought we were going to file the paperwork, and then, boom, he said he wanted to get back together. This was a couple months ago, and, of course, I declined because, long story short, it took an emotional toll on me. I mean, he's a great guy and great provider, but I
but
just don't think we're marriage material. Well, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're done. It's like, okay, I get that. I absolutely get that.
You do? Okay.
Yeah. And I know it's tough because, you know, families, friends, everything, they like to see people back together. Did you have a 10-year-old daughter?
Yes.
Okay, yes, I do remember, yes, when you talked to me. And, yeah,
yes.
Of course, when there's a child involved, people always want to see people back together. But that is not necessarily the best thing, you know, and it just,
you have
yeah.
no idea, just hearing this means a lot to me because, I mean, you know, it is a major decision, and I want to, you know, be able to think it through. But to me, it's like my heart and my intuition. It's like, it's just a resounding no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, first of all, okay, anyone born December 5th of any year, but he was born December 5th, 1967. The sun is in Scorpio, 18 degrees of Scorpio there. Particularly that day, December 5th, 1967 specifically, he has Moon and Mars conjunct, so he does have a bit of a temper. And that's, you know, he's very passionate, and that passion always runs two ways. You know, if it's good, it's good, but when it's bad, it's horrid. You know,
actually, Deb, with him, it's like, I don't know, it's he's very emotionally unavailable and distant, actually.
Yeah, well, it's in Capricorn, so that pulls back. But no, he's got, when he has a temper, he has a terrible temper. Maybe he takes it out inside. Maybe he does the depression thing instead of letting it out, which is no fun either. What is going on with him right now? He's got a strong, and you know, you've heard me talk about this Mars retrograde, and the reason I'm talking so long about it is because it's, instead of spending 6 weeks dancing around an area of somebody's life, it's spending 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the time he was born, it's in his seventh house, so it's all about relationships. And he essentially has just got, particularly since September, has got this hankering to have a relationship again and to make the relationship work, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But this is his drive. He'll stop feeling like that so much after April. And then it's all going to be about trust relationships and things like that. He's not having a lot of fun in general. I mean, that's part of how he feels right now. He's just not having fun, which is, people don't have fun sometimes. You just have to work, and that's all right. And I don't know what else to say. I mean, as far as, like, what's going on with him, that's it. He's feeling this strong drive to be part of a couple, be part of a relationship again.
Yes.
And he is. Are you looking for a time to, like, finally tell the attorney enough is enough?
Yes.
Okay. Let me look for yours, because let me see.
Because you can see from his chart. I mean, he does have some level of integrity, and he's a good dad. And things like that. But it's like, he's maybe good friendship material, Deb. But it's like, as a partner, I mean, if I hadn't left, I mean, I would have been history. I mean, emotionally.
Yeah. No, as I said, you've had enough.
I mean, it's like, I'm sorry to interrupt, but, when you look at him, isn't he Sag rising, Deb?
Yep, he's Sagittarius rising.
So it's like he's Sag and Gemini on the descendant, and I'm the opposite, and don't you think it would have been, like, perfect material, like, astrologically?
Well, it is, but that's it. It's, I have said this over and over again. The charts can look beautiful together, and it can make for a nice arranged relationship. Okay, we're going to just live together and do this.
Mm-hmm.
But, however, and you know what? And that actually makes perfect sense if you die at the age of 30. A couple hundred years ago, when life is tough and people, if you got past 40 or 42, that was excellent. Now we live a heck of a long time.
Yes.
So we don't want most people want something different.
Yes.
They don't want it to just get along. They want to find something that interests them. And even if it's not as smooth all the time, it's more interesting. It challenges you. It makes you think.
Yes.
So
do you see that for me sometime at some point in time, Deb?
Yeah, well, okay. Well, let me get back to when I think. Yeah, I'll let you know that right in a minute. Between now and January 2nd, things do go horribly wrong. I mean, not horribly wrong. Things will go wrong for him. Surprises or shocks. So that's probably at some point when you say to him, and he also does have relationship support. So I don't know if it's his family or friends or whatever, but he does have people that support him emotionally. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, if you finally put your foot down saying, all right, I'm not spending the new year with you. 2008, we can resolve to be friends, but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
He'll hear you loud and clear. His chart, he'll get it. He will get it. Valentine's Day this year will be very tough on him, but, and that's just how it's going to be. And you just have to know that that's okay. You're doing what you need to do. All right, let's look at you. Yeah, no, he actually does. He's got this still waters run deep kind of thing going on. And maybe it's just getting it out. Maybe he just can't get it out of himself.
Yeah.
He's got all this passion, but if people don't let that out, it becomes depression. It sinks back in on itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's no fun. Okay, so you're looking for, let me see, what's the best...
Because I haven't had that in a while myself, Deb.
Oh, well, yeah. It's tough. I mean, it just is. It's like, how can you have time for that when you're, trying to get rid of, legally what you've got? And, of course, you're doing a good job, raising your daughter. Then how in the world? Yeah. However, now Jupiter, transiting Jupiter, just got to your seventh house in November. You're going to have all these new people coming in, just walking into your life.
Okay.
I mean, they're just coming in. Your job is going to be to choose someone, because what people will often do is they choose what's familiar.
Mm.
Just because there's a comfort there. It's like, okay, I recognize that. I know what that is. It's like when you go into a restaurant that you've never been before, but you see a meal that you've eaten somewhere else, and you're like, okay, I'm going to go with that because I know what that is.
Yes.
People do the exact same thing with relationships. even though, well, that relationship didn't really work out the way I wanted it to, but there's a familiarity to it.
Because, you know, same time 12 years ago, Deb, was when I got married to him.
Oh, isn't that interesting? When
it is totally interesting. And so it was imperative that I kind of run this by you. It's like, okay, am I going to hook up with him now 12 years later again? I mean, that is like my worst nightmare come true.
Well, I don't think so because, yeah, it would be. I don't think so because you've already gone through this once. You know, it's like, okay, I have ridden this pony one time. I don't need to do this again.
Yes.
You know, you just don't. Yeah, I mean, it's possible that you can, but you're kind of aware of it. I mean, you know what you're doing in that arena. 12 years ago, Saturn would have been someplace else, too. Jupiter would have been in the same place, but Saturn would have been someplace else.
Mm.
So, I don't know.
It was 95, yeah.
Yeah, and you're redoing yourself right now. You're redoing, you know, how you look to the outside world, how you see the outside world. And as you change that, as you change your view of the world, you will get different people in.
Mm.
So, you know, and we all do this. You know, we all do this. So, I think certainly you can find somebody. I mean, it's absolutely somebody that will, you know, give you what you want to have in a relationship. And no, it will not be as idyllic as, you might have had before, but that's not what you want.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
you want a partner that you can work something with, do something with, communicate with, have, you know, stuff that happens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
That's awesome. That was very helpful, Deb.
Okay. Well,
Thank you very much and have a good evening.
Well, certainly. Happy holidays to you, too, okay?
You as well. Thanks, Deb. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, let me see. Let me go back here. Scorpio moon. I'm getting back to the Scorpio moon. Okay, if you're going to make dinner for a Scorpio moon, they like the foods they like have texture and salt. That's what's good for them. Crunchy is contentment. Mushy is misery. They appreciate a Dagwood sandwich. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it has lots and lots of layers separated by color, taste, and consistency. A meal with individual courses gets high marks, and they want to be able to savor each and every flavor. So, you know, doing that whole one-pot meal thing is not going to be good for them. Often they're wrongly accused of being indifferent to food in general. And the fact is that that's not really what it is for them. Eating is an experience, so if the food isn't good enough or they don't have time to enjoy it, They it's like, okay, I'll just grab something and go. But a Scorpio moon, no, you're looking for texture, you're looking for, colors and flavors and taste, different taste. Okay, I'll do that Sagittarius moon in a minute. Yes, may I help you?
Yes, hi, I just wanted to get a quick reading for what you see coming up next year. This year was not a great year for me.
Oh, okay. let's see what we can see.
In numerology, I think I had a 5 year, and that was not good. So next year, I know it's going to be better. But
let's see if we can get some more details here. What's your name, dear?
Jim McKay.
Jim. Okay, and your birth date?
6/8/65.
Okay, and the time? Do you know it?
I asked my parents, and they say lunchtime. And lunchtime at that time was like between 12 and 12:30. So
okay.
Maybe 12:15.
Well, we'll do that. We'll do that. And the place of birth?
Wolf Hill, Nova Scotia.
Oh, well, that should be an easy one to spell. And I just typed the wrong thing in. There you go. There we go. All right. Let's see what we've got coming up here. All right, first of all, anyone know this is June 8th, right?
June 8th, yes.
June 8th, okay. Anyone born June 8th, 1965, or any year, the sun was still in Taurus, 24 degrees of Taurus. Okay. You're saying last year, okay, it was a 5 year, it wasn't that great. Oh, okay. why last year in particular, and I want to say this for why you had so much going on last year. That's part of why. Because of the year you were born, not just the date you were born. And I'll just give you a little bit of astrology here. You had transiting Jupiter. It opposed your Sun. It opposed your Mercury. It opposed your own Jupiter. And it rolled over what's called the South Node. So I don't know exactly what happened, but I know you had a lot of loss, or at least you lost something that was important to you, at least one time, if not three times throughout the year. And you just had so much stuff going on. It squared everything in your first house, which is quite a few things. And it just had a lot of tension, a lot of pressure, and it's like, all right, enough is enough is enough. This year, I will tell you, in some ways, it will be so much better. You'll have time for what I call the spices of life. It's like not just, you know, getting the basics taken care of. You'll have time to socialize. You'll have time to enjoy the things that make life worth enjoying. After having said that, I can also tell you that for the next year and a half, you are still going to have things either break apart that you didn't expect it to, or a ton of responsibility. I'm sorry. You just do. And in some ways, because again, being a Taurus, and I have my son in Taurus, we have Saturn squaring that, so it is pressure. It is, it's like, okay, we said we could get it done, now we have to get it done, kind of thing. And I can tell you the best thing that will make it all better, it really will make it so much better, is get enough sleep and eat right. And I know those sound just like little, basics they tell you, in high school, but it really is true. If you could do that, if you can make sure you get decent REM sleep every night and, eat decent meals, instead of just like starving yourself half the day and then eating, or, drinking so much coffee and not drinking enough water, your brain will function better, your body will feel better, and life will flow a lot better.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you anything about your love life?
Well, yeah, I'm single now, and I'm not working, so something has to improve soon.
Well, it does, and the one nice thing, here, I know, and I'm looking because you've got Leo rising, like I do. So, I mean, I know when you said, things are going. That's interesting. I lost two forms of income last year myself. So it's like, okay, that's gone. It's like, all right, and it's odd because, you're working. I know you're a conscientious person. And it's like, okay, where did this go? How did that happen? And it's not the way to look at it. Things will... Like I said, they will improve 2008 so much better, than what it was. But you've got, right now, between now and April, you will be rewarded, essentially, for, things you've done in the past. So when you put your resume together, or people that remember, what you've done and how you've worked with them, they'll give you great recommendations. Now, it's also very possible you're going to meet someone... And please tell me you're not married, that you're going to meet someone that is going to be rather interested in you. That's putting it politely. They're going to be incredibly interested in you. Let me see when that is. Oh, that ought to be coming up. If you haven't had that already, that ought to be coming up, in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. You think it's somebody already know, or it's somebody...
It could very well be somebody you already know, and that they just... They finally, they kind of throw their hat in the ring.
Yeah, okay, I'm with you on that page. No, I'm divorced, so.
Okay.
And anything else overall?
Well, you do have quite a bit of luck, actually, that comes your way between now and February 8th. And it's serendipitous. It just kind of falls there for you. And you have to, recognize and that's good. And recognize it and see it and say, okay, I'm going to take that lead. I'm going to go there. I'm going to do that. So, and like anything else, the more you recognize, something, as being beneficial, the more times you see different things that are. Did that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Because you do. You do have, I mean, this is great. You've actually got two things going on. One gets stronger and stronger and stronger until February 8th and goes the week after that. And there's another one that gets stronger and stronger and stronger until February 15th and then carries on for a couple months after that. And again, I think a lot of things will be moving forward. Well, for men in general, when Mars goes direct on January 30th. But no, it like I said, you've got a lot. There's just a lot of responsibility that you just will have, and you know, feel the kind of pressure. But if you eat right and get enough sleep, a lot of that pressure will take care of itself, and it'll just go away.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's something.
Yeah.
Needs to be done anyway.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm preaching to the choir here, I know, because that's, you know, I've got, I'm a Taurus with Leo rising just like you are. So I know exactly what that is. It's like, okay, you know.
Yeah, and also for the generally, for the economy next year, I follow it very closely. Gold, oil, all the main stuff, and I just feel we're on the financial brink. I mean, all these, you have financials down 30%, 40% in 3 months. I mean, this is all these derivatives and paper. And I feel we're in a recession now, but the government just lies and about the numbers. So what do you see next year economically for everyone?
Economically, yeah, it is going to continue to be tough. It's fascinating to me, you know, if you want to talk politics, or, you know, it is fascinating to me that, you know, the government or whatever can come out and say, no, we're not in a recession. Now, everybody knows what they're spending, knows what's not being spent. If you own your own business, essentially like I do, and you can see where people are not spending money the way they were, or, you know, you can just see it everywhere. And people will say, okay, well, we must not be in a recession because he said so. You know, and it's like, all right, okay, you know, I find that fascinating. I really don't know what exactly they're going to do to try to pull us out of this and, you know, actually have it work, as opposed to just, you know, it's leveling itself out, which means way too many people suffering. I mean, that shouldn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I follow that too, but, you know, you've got to, you know, do what you do. You know, every day you get up and, I don't know if you've ever heard the divine paradox, which is one of my favorite things to keep in mind, is that every single day you have to get up and act like what you do is important, all the while knowing that it's not, you know,
right,
on this huge grand scheme of things. And it is important. I mean, in life is serious. It should be fun, but it's serious business. Keep following, you know, what you're doing. But don't let it freeze you up, because you do have a lot of good things coming your way.
Okay.
I mean, much more than last year, even with the responsibilities, even with the things going on. And like I said, another shakeup, and it's kind of interesting. The shakeup may be that you end up taking a job that takes you out of where you are. I mean, like out of the physical location of where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Your following year, 2009, will be terrific job-wise for you. So whatever you get this year, it will grow into something else that is more enjoyable, more pleasurable, and actually bring in, you know, considerable more money. So, you know, you've got that going on.
Yeah, I have a 7-year-old in town where I live, so I wasn't looking, you know.
To go anywhere else.
Yeah, but that could happen, but not something I was hoping, not something I wanted to happen.
Yeah. Well, I would hope not either, because you do, you know, kids are just important, period.
Yeah, at that age, it's a special time, and in his life, too. So I think everything will fall in place. Well, this is just so fascinating to hear, but no, they just lie about the economic numbers.
They do, and we as a group, shake our heads and say, well, that must be true.
Well, I don't know. It's they believe in a strong dollar and all this, and inflation at 2-3%. I mean, give me a break. I mean, our dollar's falling. I mean, inflation was 2-3% back in 1950. I mean, we're talking 9-11% inflation and stuff. The dollar's just falling, and I think it's all going to get uglier because they're doing it on purpose. It's like they want to bring in this other currency called the Amero and merges with Canada and Mexico. And it's just the destruction of the United States by these globalists and the elite. I mean, they brag about it openly. So I just tell people, you know, get out of paper, buy some gold and silver, and hedge against a falling dollar, and get out of debt, and get ready, because it's going to get a lot worse.
Oh,
sorry,
no,
but yeah.
No, no. Well, it is, and it's just like I said. I'm absolutely amazed. A few years ago, when the budget was, you know, after Clinton was in office, essentially, and the budget was starting to balance itself, and you know, we're starting to get a little bit of a so-called surplus. It wasn't really a surplus because we still owed money, and they turned around and they gave all these tax refunds. And I remember my sister in particular, who is a staunch Republican, saying, well, I know how to spend it better than the government does. And I'm like, but wait a minute. We still owe money. It's not really a surplus. We haven't paid off our debt yet, for crying out loud. It's like that would be the equivalent of me taking, you know, money that comes in and just like, okay, well, I know how to spend it better, and just going and, you know, I don't want to use a foul language, you know, piddling it away. As opposed to paying my debts first. Oh, they turned off the electric. Gee, I wonder why. You know, don't even get me started in that direction. I am much better.
Yeah, no. People have to wake up to this Federal Reserve fraud and all this stuff that's going on. Even Greenspan, he says, well, when I lowered interest rates to 1%, I didn't think there'd ever be a housing bubble. I mean, they just lie and lie.
Well, I was
and
thinking
lie.
That, you know, when I heard him say that, I thought to myself, did he think he meant he wouldn't live long enough to see a housing bubble? I mean, of course there was going to be one. It's just
Yeah, okay, I'll let you go. But he wrote a book in some woman's book. He wrote three chapters. I don't know if it was Ayn Rand or somebody criticizing the Federal Reserve. He was a gold trader on Wall Street. He was, you know, saying what a fraud the Federal Reserve was, and it's a privately owned bank, blah blah blah. And they went down and hired him. They went down on Wall Street and hired him as a gold trader and made him chairman. It's crazy. So
I said, well, you have a very happy holidays. Life is turning around for you, and enjoy that 7-year-old, okay?
Thank you. God bless. Thank you so much.
God
good night.
God bless you. Bye now. Okay, where are we here? Oh, we still have time. We have lots and lots of time. Yes, I can get rolling. As much as I like talking about politics, I'd stay away from it as much as I can, at least on the air. Okay, Sagittarius moon. If you know someone who has a Sagittarius sidereal moon, of course, and you want to take them out to dinner or cook dinner for them, the foods they crave are eaten with fingers or heaped up on plates. Fast, fun, and plentiful are qualities they're looking for when you share a meal with them. Okay. Yes, may I help you, caller?
Yes. I'd like to know what the heck is going on.
Okay. What's your name, dear?
My name is Heather.
Now, is this world in general or are you in personally?
Me in particular.
Sorry, couldn't help it. All right, what? Oh, goodness, what's your birthday?
It's 1/23/1942,
11:53 a.m. And place?
Red Deer, Alberta, Canada.
There we go. Okay. Now, first of all, anybody born, let me look here, anybody born January 23rd of any year, the sun had just gotten to Capricorn, within 10 degrees of Capricorn, so that's where it was physically. Okay, 1942, though, when you say, what the heck is going on? Oh, okay, what the heck's going on? All right, there you go. All right, this has to do with the year you were born. Of course, every 36 years, people would be going through sort of the same thing. I would imagine if you haven't already lost something or some group of people that you thought was important, I hate to tell you, they're going to be going soon. Why are you calling in particular?
Well, I'm feeling trapped. My husband is disabled, and his family is pressuring us to move to a certain area that I intensely dislike. I feel like I would lose everything if we had to move. I lost my son in 2003, and I just can't bear to lose anything else.
Oh, yeah.
My husband is elderly, and with his disability, I don't know. Oh, I don't know what's going on here.
Okay.
What's my role? What do I need to be doing?
Okay,
what's happening around me so I know what to do?
Right. Then you have, it's like I personally can't imagine, losing a child. There's not even a word for it.
No, there isn't.
There isn't. It's my first husband died, and I got to be a widow. They had a name for it.
Uh-huh.
And, when my parents go, I'll be an orphan. But there's no word for what you've gone through. We won't even give it one because it is so tough. And this continues. I have just had the cycle of losing stuff. Now, I don't know why they're trying to force you to move. I guess because they want him closer or something.
They want to control his life. That's what it feels like. It's a control issue, I think.
Well, and it might very well be. It's that, again, that fear of losing something. If I can control it somehow, that will.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, he's 80, so in addition to his health problems.
Oh, okay. You don't have to go. I mean, you don't have to do that. That's the first thing. And they might not like it, but too daggone bad.
I use a stronger word.
Okay, yeah, I know. But I'm on air here. But you don't have to do that. And, again, in some ways there's a lot of pressure here, and it's not fun. But you will find in the next year you actually have support in what you want to do. And it's just, being able to say goodbye to, I hate to say, his family or people that are part of, the path there. Because what you should be doing here and what you are doing, whether you realize it or not, you're looking for, this new path in life. It's, okay, where do I go from here? What am I doing from here?
That's exactly right.
Okay. And that means, in some ways, okay, if I'm looking, to the future, I have to say goodbye to, habits, people, places, whatever, that aren't going to serve me anymore in my future. And if that means his relatives, then that's exactly what that means. It's like, okay, my husband and I are going to go do this now.
Mm-hmm.
See you guys later on. You will find support. So I'm not going to lie to you. It will be in the next 6 months, in some ways, will continue to be tough. But after that, it will get easier and easier and easier. And again, these are support issues. These are people who come in and will just help you do what you need to have done.
Wow, that'd be great.
Yeah, and it's remembering that. That's the big thing, is to remember that on days where you feel like, okay, I can't, do one more thing today.
Yeah, I know my physical energy is so low. It's just really, really difficult to get through the days.
You're drained. You are absolutely drained. And as anyone would be, you can only go through so much, and finally it's like, all right, I have to stop now.
Yeah.
I just have to stop and rest. But you can't, because you're doing what you do. How are you career-wise or job-wise? Are you set with that?
I had a career as an accountant, and I retired in 99 when I moved here to the ranch. We're 50 miles from town, which I love. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing anything in that aspect at all anymore.
Well, what you may find yourself doing at some time in the next year is writing about your experiences, and you can just be on a blog. I mean, it doesn't have to be, anything more than just, you writing about your experiences with nothing else in mind, but that's what you're doing. You're communicating or whatever.
Uh-huh.
The other thing you might find you're doing is finding yourself either an online group or some group to communicate what's going on with you. And I think when you start doing that, that's where a lot of the support's going to come through, and things will start opening up like just these new doors you hadn't even noticed. Like, wow, okay, I can go through this and get here. Next year, in 2009, you're going to be in the public eye, and you can either step back and make some money out of this or do volunteer work or whatever, or just be the head of something that you had not even imagined doing.
Wow.
But it'll be because of what you've done in 2008. So, like I said, as tough as a lot of things are, and just, you know, there's other people that are actually going through similar experiences. And, you know, it's just maybe it's just people needing to find, you know, a voice or a group that can express that.
Well, that would be wonderful. I feel very isolated.
You feel isolated, yeah.
Not because, not geographically, but because of circumstances.
No. That's it. No, the geography of it is suiting you quite well. But, you know, it's funny. I watched this in my own family. Matter of fact, I was named after my great aunt Lillian married a gentleman who happened to be 25 years older than her at the time. Now, this was long before I was born. And I remember as a child they had this incredibly happy marriage. I mean, unbelievably. They were like best friends as much as anything else. And they're both musicians. At any rate, and he passed away, and she lived much longer. And nobody ever said anything bad. Now, when her brother took up with a woman many, many years after his wife had died, who was only 20 years younger than he was, you should have heard my family. I mean, they're it's like, wait. How come it was okay for Aunt Lillian to do this, but it's not okay for Uncle Alf to do this?
There you go.
And I often thought, you know, if somebody could just have, you know, if people could just be able to write these experiences down, or, you know, you'd see them on the, or, you know, the stories could be played out on the Hallmark Channel or something, anything, so people could realize this is far more common. And, you know, you could, if, you know, nothing else, just be able to talk to someone else to say, yeah, I had the same daggone experience.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, that would be really, I'll have to research that.
Yeah, I mean, just there might be something else. But, no, like I said, in some ways, you know, the stress continues, the pressure continues, but I think you're right about at the point to say, okay, I have had enough of this.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not putting up with this anymore. This is what we're going to do. This is where we want to be. You know,
I'm very angry about it, and when I get very angry, I get very colorful, and I'm trying not to do that. Because I would prefer to be a peacemaker.
But I
think that this is a time. My husband wants to stay here. He was born here. His grandparents moved here. He wants to stay here. He says, I want to stay here until I die.
Absolutely.
But there's all this pressure to move, so it's not something that I'm trying to make him do.
No, certainly not. And as far as you know, people are so funny with the pressure, especially if they call up on the phone, it's the easiest thing in the world to hang up on them too. It's like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
No, you have got every right. You, when you were born, Aries was rising, and you've got a moon there, Mars there, Saturn there. So, I mean, you've got, of course, the ascendant, this natural energy to defend, and it's called to action. It's very action-oriented.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, you know, use colorful language or so, whatever, just, you know. but that's okay. That's who you are, and that must be one reason he was attracted to you.
He's a fairly passive person.
Well, see, and maybe he lets you do the other stuff.
Yeah. And
you know,
right now we have an estate plan that has to get done, and he's not taking any action on it. It's something that I've done my part, and he's not doing his part. And,
well,
he's the one who initiated it, so.
Yes, but now he expects you just to go ahead and finish it up, because
yeah.
I'm married, too, so I know what that is.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, that's right. Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to do that. Forgot to put that on my to-do list.
Yeah.
No, I think, you know, like I said, this.
After 6 months, there should be some relief of this pressure.
There absolutely should be. I mean, in some ways, like I said, back and forth, you'll have, and then you'll get this opportunity. I mean, just see what how you feel in 6 months. And during that time, though, look for the support. Look for an outlet. Look for people. It can't be. See, I'm willing to believe it's not the entire family. It's just some individuals in that family.
It's mainly one person.
Okay. So if you can talk to, if you can, like, know for sure and locate the members of the family who are saying, oh, for heaven's sakes, the man's 80 years old, leave him alone, then that's who you want on your side. Those are the people you want to talk to.
Uh-huh.
And they can work in your behalf and in your husband's behalf. When I say your behalf, I mean both of your behalf.
Uh-huh.
You know, with that other person. I mean, they just will.
Yeah.
So, and that's it. Like I said, some must be make lists, do something, start thinking about it, because I know you can come up with, and that way you don't have to do all the direct fighting yourself.
Right.
You'll have defenders.
Good. Yeah. Good idea. Good idea. I think I know exactly what you mean.
Okay. Good deal. Because, like I said, and you have lost a lot and.
Are there, you said there's more losses coming this year? Is it this year?
You know what? Not necessarily this year. It's in the next couple of years.
And that terrifies me because someone told me a year before my son passed away, and I have a daughter that I just could, you know.
No.
I lose my breath thinking about that.
Oh, I guess you, yes, you would. No, this is not another child.
Oh, thank God.
This is not another child. So,
and I can accept, not that I want.
You can accept it being, you know, somebody who's lived a lot longer than that.
Yeah, right.
Oh, heavens, no. And I don't think it's going to be your property, though. I just don't think it's going to be your property. You know, so find out who, you know, figure out who is actually will be your best ally and work out from there.
That sounds like a plan. In fact, we're going to see the kids, you know, next week or two. So.
Well, certainly. You'll see them over the holidays.
Uh-huh.
And,
yep.
you know, just tell them, look, he's happy here.
Yep.
You know, this is where he thrives.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah, and that's what's important. And then, you know, this other person's operating out of fear, and so you might want to, you know, throw some sympathy towards them because, you know, not that they're, you know, being mean or awful, the rest of that. They're fearful, and you understand that, but it doesn't mean they should be allowed to do that.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, and I think approaching it like that will work.
Yeah, we've done everything here that we can. You know, because it's in an isolated area, but we happen to have next-door neighbors that are half a mile away that are on call, and they help us whenever needed.
Yeah.
You know, for some reason, the kids don't believe that I'm capable of arranging things that'll work for.
Yeah, well, it's
for their dad.
Yeah, well, I did it, and you literally, and that's what you have to say to them, you know. Okay. Well, it's a shame you don't think so. But it is fear on their part, and that's all it is.
Yeah.
You know,
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, well, 6 months, things ought to get easier. I can live with that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Heather, you have a great evening, and Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, whatever you're celebrating.
Well, same to you, and thank you so much. I feel so much better.
Okie doke. All
right,
bye now.
Bye.
Let me see. Let me see, 4 minutes left, but I will have a lot of this on blogger.com tomorrow. You can use your Gmail account, or you can just register. They don't send you annoying emails or anything, and I don't believe they sell your email. And look for Horoscope Lady, and I will finish up, I guess, my moon information here, so what to be cooking people for dinner. I would like to say, if you have a hankering to order a chart for 2008, please do it this week. Do not wait until next week. If you wait until next week, chances are you will not get it till the middle of January. What else? That is about it. as far as bookkeeping and things like that are concerned. Oh, and if you've ordered free gift profiles, they have not been getting out this past week in 24 hours. We've been a little backed up here at my office angel. Her child's been sick, and my husband has been working at his day job for long hours. So by the time he gets home, he doesn't always check the website. And I have been doing nothing but charts. So we will get to everybody. I apologize for, but it's always like this this time of year. This is kind of a busy time of year here at Sunwise Chart. And I appreciate that. I'd like to, let me see. I want to open up. I got two more minutes here. Let's open up. People were asking me about the United States earlier. And it's always, of course, one of my favorite subjects to look at that and see what's going on. And let me just look quick before we run out of time. There we go. See what's happening here, because, of course, the economy being ever so important. Oh, United States chart, this is using the Halk USA chart, which is the June 19th chart. I know there's lots of controversy on that, but it works certainly for the economy, 1776. That Mars is, that retrograde Mars is sitting right on top of the United States Jupiter right now, so it is a lot of activity. It's retrograde. Of course, you know, we're gearing up for the elections, and the whole world's watching us because it's out in the 10th house. As far as the economy is concerned, it, you know, I think it just had about the best it was going to do for the holiday shopping season last week. It will probably slow up after that. Not too bad, not as badly as some people are predicting. But, no, it will not be enough to pull us out of anything. And I think this winter there's going to be a heck of a lot of influenza cases or just, you know, sickness, which is certainly... You know, it's looking at the healthcare system, so that is not so good. But I don't see any particular disasters, one way or the other. More hurricanes or heavy snowfall, of course, in some places. But that'll be all right. I'm more worried about cases of influenza and just other, you know, foodborne or airborne diseases. Not water, but air or food or you know, problems caused with hypothermia. I would think that would be a bigger problem this winter in the United States. And that will, of course, you know, play havoc with the economy, too. So, as our workforce, you know, has problems. And outside of that, 369, yeah, in a little bit. Something shakes loose. It's not so good, but... Sometimes that shaking loose is the best thing that can happen. All right, this is Deb's the Horoscope Lady on BBS, and thank you for listening. And, next week is we'll have a recorded show because it is Christmas Eve. My family and I will be at church. I don't know where you and yours will be, but I wish you a happy and safe holiday. Bye now.